Hello.
Hello.
I'm feeling a lot more awake now. Boy, you know what? Having that cereal helped.
All right.
Fuel for the body.
Like a horse with oats.
That's me.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Hey, we got some shout-outs.
Did you read our last shout-out?
Judy!
She loves us!
Judy loves our concept. Judy, our monitor.
Well, Judy hears us.
She loved us! She says, I just wish I had time to listen along the whole time. And poor Judy. Judy's monitoring 20 people and blogging herself. I think we should give a U-rule to Judy.
We do need a few things, Judy. If you could run out and get us.
She said she'll be back around in a bit. If we need anything, let her know. Well, we will, Judy. Judy is blogging at twitterpated.org/blogathon. You can check her out.
That's a great
Twitterpated. I love Twitterpated. Lily G is back. Lily is back.
Lily! With me, she's Nicholas.
With what?
She's Nicholas.
Oh, Nicholas. I thought you said necklace. I'm like, with what? With a necklace? With a necklace?
Well, I don't know. She said he was going off visiting.
Yeah,
but is she leaving?
Yeah. She dropped him off someplace. She dropped him off at the train depot, I think.
Right now.
Dropped him off at the metro station, and she's back. And we got a shout out.
Station bathroom.
That's right. He'll be okay.
Lots of men will take care of him.
Yeah. There's plenty of people who are dying to take care of Nick.
Chris Hansen's hanging around.
Our final. We have one more shout out this episode for Kelly with a Y. Kelly, Y.
And I'm turning Kelly with a Y's shout out into a U rule.
U rule, Kelly with a Y. She says, "I'm off to donate my hair for cancer." Yay! Finally, let my hair grow out long enough for them to take the required 8 inches in a ponytail. Yeah, she told me about that the other night while we were having dinner. Oh, we just got one more, too. Who's this?
We got one more.
Duke of Cummins again. And he says, and you were right. You were right, too. It's
I
over
was
90 right here and climbing in the South, he says.
The Circle of Bet said it was hot.
Yep. Good thing about posting some occasional text instead of voice. That will leave you a chance to avoid fatigue. True. And, you know, Lily mentioned to us at one point that it was kind of hard for her to listen to every episode. And I was like, well, if you think it's hard for you, you can imagine how we feel. So, we'll do...
Keep good thoughts, Duke, that I'm not too stupid to learn this.
No, that is... You're not too stupid. You know what? If you can post to Blogger, you can post to Expression Engine. It's just going to look different, but you're going to figure it out. It's going to be easy. I'm going to teach you.
Okay.
So I'm going to teach that to Bet. Bet's got a visitor also coming by later in a little while, Deep Fat Fryer. So that might be a good time for me to post a couple of things text only. And we don't know what we're doing this episode.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun.
This is me tap dancing. Dun 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 dun. Tappity tappity tap.
Yeah, we're vamping a little bit. We've run out of comments to catch up on, but we're doing okay. What do we got going on? Should we let's see, we've done Factor. Why don't we do a couple of these band ones?
Okay.
We made
kind of explain this quickly so we can have time to do a couple.
I just thought I've got just a huge we both have just made huge lists of like all the bands and artists we could think of that we know, a couple of songs by. And we're just gonna name what we consider to be the best song by that person. So it might be a band that we like it might be like Elvis Costello, or it might be the Beatles, but it also might be a band that nobody likes, a band that sucks. And then we have to choose the least objectionable song by that band. So we'll start with we'll just rattle off. And wait, Bet had a twist. Add your twist, Bet. Give me your twist.
Oh, at certain points, we will be picking someone off this list. And we're turning it into a humdinger.
We could do all of them as humdingers. We could do all of them as humdingers if you like.
Could.
We do humdinger.
All zooms all the time.
We'll humdinger the best and worst songs, or just the best.
We like it. We'll see if the other person knows what we're humdingering.
Exactly.
Or humbinger, as I typed it earlier.
Humdinger. Let's see. Let's start with, I don't know, it could be easy. It could also be considered difficult because there's so many great songs by this person. But the first one on my list is Elvis Costello, actually.
Okay.
Why don't you kazoo me?
Okay.
I know you got to choose one. It's hard.
That'll take 5 minutes right there. You know, I used him for my greatest song ever written, but that's not necessarily my favorite Elvis song. I just think it's the greatest song ever written.
Well, I already know what mine is. You want me to just play mine?
I'm going to do mine.
Oh, okay, all right. Might be the same one. Yep, it is the same one. It's Indoor Fireworks.
Indoor Fireworks. One of my favorite lines. We swore we're safe as houses.
Safe as houses. Safe as houses, Governor.
Safe as houses.
Yeah, best song by Elvis Costello. Bet and I agree, Indoor Fireworks. Lots of great songs by Elvis Costello, but that is my favorite.
Where's my mark by Elvis?
Give me a song off... Give me a band or artist off your list.
Okay. I'm going to go in a little different direction.
Alrighty. I hope it's something I've heard of.
Oh, of course it is. Or I'll pinch you in the face.
Uh-oh. there's that thing that makes you nervous again.
How about Leslie Gore?
Leslie Gore.
I bet I know what yours will be.
But I think I only know one song by Leslie Gore.
Oh.
Actually, I'm not even sure I do. I know...
Poser.
I know, but I get her mixed up with, you know, all the different people from that. Did she do You Don't Own Me?
She did that, and that's my favorite of hers. Many times.
I thought that was her. Did she didn't do It's My Party, did she?
She did It's My Party,
oh, she
and
did.
She also did
Yay
Judy's
Me.
Turn to Cry. Sorry, Judy.
Cry.
It's not
Sorry,
your turn to cry.
Judy, our monitor.
And then she also did one of the happiest songs around. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Oh, that
rainbows.
One I don't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm
her greatest hits album is excellent, to be
really?
Honest with you.
Well, I'll just make a little note of that. Leslie Gore's greatest hits. I'm glad that the two songs I thought of by Leslie Gore were actually by Leslie
actually
Gore.
Actually her.
Yay me.
You haven't embarrassed yourself yet.
Not yet.
Yet. I said yet.
Let's do two more. One more each.
Okay.
And then we'll post. Let's see. Then what?
We'll die. And then we'll die.
And then we'll die. Then we'll die, and the podcast-a-thon will be over. Sting.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Actually, I do have a favorite Sting song, I must
Alrighty.
Admit. And I think you've told me you don't know this song. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know it. You played it, but you've played it before. It was an alternate track.
Yeah, I'm so happy I can't stop crying.
I'm so happy I can't stop crying. My favorite Sting song is a cover, so you'll be able to pick it up very quickly because it's an old classic.
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Yeah, he does a beautiful version of Someone to Watch Over Me.
That's on...
It's the B-side of Englishman in New York.
Oh, okay. I thought that was on some compilation.
It might be on a compilation as well, but I know it because it was... I had a CD single. Remember little tiny CD singles? The little
ones?
Oh,
yeah. I have some Squeeze tiny little CDs.
I had a couple of Squeeze ones as well, and I had one by Sting, and it was Englishman in New York and Someone to Watch Over Me.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, my next one shall be... I still know I have Elvis Costello on this list somewhere, and I didn't... Well, I just put him down again.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I don't care. It's just bugging me.
Sting.
How about your favorite and mine, Prince?
Oh, fuck. All right. I do actually have a couple of songs by Prince that I like. That's very difficult to kazoo, though.
I probably will have the same problem with that.
This is going to be impossible to kazoo, but I'll kazoo it, and you tell me if you can get it.
Okay.
Uh... See, this is impossible.
Is that Let's Go Crazy?
It is Let's Go Crazy. I love Let's Go Crazy.
I like Let's Go Crazy. My favorite Prince song is, do you know Delirious?
Yeah.
I love that song.
That's a great little hook.
I've got that single somewhere.
I don't. Did I have Prince on my list? I might not have had Prince. Good get. Let me. All right, I'll do one more, and then we're gonna post. Foreigner. Deep Silence. Come on now.
One song kind of has some special meaning to me, but I don't know if I would consider that.
Least objectionable Foreigner song.
I'll go because I love the opening, which goes. That's Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Yeah, I've been waiting. That's a good one.
I love the opening lines also. It feels like the first time, but the rest of that song can pretty much bite it.
Feels like
the
first time. All right.
Do you have one that you'd like to mention?
I must admit that I take great cheesy pleasure out of the following.
Yes.
I want to know what love is. I want to know what love is.
Sorry.
I want you to show me.
I don't want them to show me. Please. I think it'd be different ideas.
That's classic cheese. It came up one time during like I Love the 70s or whatever year. I don't know. I think that came out in the 70s. And Hal Sparks was talking about it, and he said... He said, you know, everybody can make fun of that song if they want to, but you know, if you're in your car by yourself and that song comes on the radio, you are all singing it.
You're in that choir.
That's right. All right, let's get... Ooh, we're coming up on the half hour here. We better post.
We certainly are.
We will talk to you all again at 10 my time, 1 o'clock for bet. Practically over. We'll be in bed before you know it.
It's a piddle. Be over before you know it.
Back in a bit, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.